After decades of earnest public information campaigns, Americans are finally recycling. Airports, malls, schools, and office buildings across the country have bins for plastic bottles and aluminum cans and newspapers. In some cities, you can be fined if inspectors discover you have not recycled appropriately. But now much of that carefully sorted recycling is ending up in the trash, and in some cases, just being incinerated because it's cheaper. Alana Semuels at The Atlantic has been looking into it. She's based in San Francisco. Alana, what's going on?
So China used to take our recycling for decades, and last year it stopped taking most of them. And so all these cities and towns that have finally convinced people to recycle, to sort their recycling, you know, put their bottles and cans and paper in a blue bin and their trash in a black bin, are finding that there's nowhere to send it, and it costs a lot to send it somewhere else to get it recycled. And so it's actually cheaper to just put it in a landfill or burn it. So they're just lumping it in with the trash and throwing it away.
My goodness. I know it was a town, I think, in New Hampshire, you said. They just started burning these plastics, knowing that that's not great for the environment, but they felt they had no other choice.
Yeah, it's a town that had a fair share of low-income people, and the costs were pretty black and white. It was $125 a ton to recycle and $68 a ton to incinerate. So about half the cost to just burn it. They didn't love the idea of burning it, but they didn't feel like they had much of a choice.
And along those lines, didn't one town face a cost increase from like $6 a ton to $125 or something after China made its decision?
Yeah, so there were a few towns that actually were making money, or at least their recycling program was revenue neutral. And then once China stopped, all these recyclers said, you have to pay us. We're not going to pay you anymore. You have to pay us to take this away. And I think that's kind of the theme with this, is for a long time, Americans have just thought, oh, it's okay if I consume this because I just put it in the recycling and it gets made into what it was again. And that's really just not how it works. There's a big cost to throwing things away, but we haven't really had to pay it so far.
What's the biggest issue for us? Is it plastic, glass, paper, aluminum, all the
above?
It
really depends on where you are. Plastic, I would say, is a big one. In San Francisco, where I live, glass is actually, there's a pretty good market for glass, and so they can make it back into glass bottles pretty quickly. In a lot of other places, glass is very heavy, so it's really hard to recycle it. Akron, Ohio, for instance, just stopped recycling glass. But plastics are tough because there's so many different types of plastics. I mean, I started trying to count how many plastics I touched on a daily basis, and, you know, you lose count after a couple minutes. And they're all just different types of plastic. So, you know, you can't just put it all into a bin and melt it down and make it into new plastic. There are all these different types, and some types are easy to recycle. If you think about laundry bottles or kind of stiff plastic, that's a little easier to recycle than really flimsy plastic, like dry cleaner bags or the tops of coffee cups. And the other problem with plastics is that there are a lot of really little ones. And so if you think of, you know, you throw something in the recycling and then the truck comes and picks it up, think about a straw or a soy sauce packet or a ketchup packet. Those things are probably going to fall out, and then they get in the drains, they blow away, and then they get in the water, and then they get in the ocean, which you know, we have this big Pacific garbage patch that's bigger than Texas. So that's another problem, too.
We're speaking with Alana Semuels, staff writer at The Atlantic. She's written a piece entitled, Is This the End of Recycling? The solutions here, what, with our water bottles, go back to glass, but then they become more expensive, right? I don't know. What are solutions?
Yeah, I mean, the easy solution is just to consume less stuff, but that's going to be a pretty hard sell. You know, the American economy is kind of based on consumption. You see a few companies that are trying to get people to buy reusable things. So, for instance, there's a company that's trying to get you to sign up for its service, and they send you brand name items in reusable tins. So you could get your, you know, Haagen-Dazs ice cream in a reusable metal tin, and then you send it back at the end of the day. But that's obviously pretty expensive, and there's, greenhouse gases emitted from bringing it back and forth. I mean, I think the best solution is to get companies to think about packaging and how they make things and what they're making things out of. But right now, it's just so cheap to make things out of plastic. Petroleum is cheap, and it's just you know, there's no motivation for them to think about it, especially, you know, public companies that have shareholders they have to report to. If they're just going to say, hey, we're going to make things a little more expensive so we can be good for the environment, there's really no incentive for that so far. So my opinion is maybe some sort of government action, but, you know, the government isn't exactly passing a lot of stuff right now, so it might take a while.
Thanks, Alana. Alana Semuels at The Atlantic.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.